咱们共学苏圣，自己的学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll study.
52:52.
That's in hymn 52. There's 5 verses. Yesterday we mentioned verse 2. The first verse tells us to be strong.
And
in verse 2, it teaches us that we should train others to work.
让其他的你可以训练其他的。
That we train others, that they may also train others.
要像我们去非洲训练他们工人，那也要教导他们怎么去训练更年轻的一辈。
It's just like how we go to Africa to teach workers, and we teach them how to teach other workers, so that they in turn may teach others.
那有一天我们就不需要再去那个地方。
And eventually, we'll no longer need to go.
因为有很多人已经懂得怎么去教导别人。
Because there'll be many people who understand how to teach others.
但是如果我们去只教他们，但是没有教他怎么教别人。
But if we only go there to teach them, and we don't teach them to teach others.
哦，那。我们还是常常要去。
Then we will have to go very often.
所以这个第二节哈，就是在讲怎么来栽培一些后继的人。
And so in verse 2, it tells us how we should teach others to teach others.
所以在教会里面是很重要的。
And this is very important in the church.
所以我们常常可以发现很多年轻的一代啊，能够来。接续上一代的工作。
And so we often rely on the younger generation to continue the work of the older generation.
那在第二章，从第三节到第七。
And so in chapter 2, from verse 3 to 7.
第一节就是首先我们自己要刚强。
And so again, in verse 1, it tells us to be strong. In verse 2, how to teach others. And in verse 3 to 7, there are three parables, three examples.
服侍神啊，向神。
And what it is like to serve God.
三节到第七节，哪三个比喻？
And what are the three examples?
第一个是什么？
What is the first one?
刚愎。
Be a soldier.
第二个呢?
The second.
运动员,
An athlete.
第三个,
And the third.
对, 农夫,
The farmer.
所以我们做圣工, 用这三个比喻来, 很实际的例子来教导我们应该怎么做。
So we use these three metaphors to symbolize what it's like to serve Christ.
当兵，我当过兵，当过兵。
Has anyone here been a soldier?
没有，你当过兵。当兵跟没有当兵有什么差别？
What's the difference being a soldier and not being a soldier?
没有差别，没有，
应该有吧？
什么差别？操练，
We undergo much training.
在这里啊，至少可以看出两
点。And here we can see two points.
第四。
Verse four.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事缠身，调教当他照他人喜悦。
And verse four it says, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier."
所以去当兵啊。生活就有很多的规则。
And as a soldier, we have many regulations in our daily life.
你当兵有没有穿军服？
You have to wear a uniform.
当兵第一个，不晓得这里的兵啊，其他地方第一个训练的时候头发理光。
I'm not sure about how it works here, but from what I know, you have to shave your head when you go become a soldier.
啊，第二个衣服换下来，换军服。
Second, you need to change into the uniform.
啊，那第三个鞋子脱下来换军鞋。
You have to change your shoes to have army boots.
那头发理掉，衣服再换了以后，一照镜子，好像不是这个镜子里面那个人，好像不认识。
And once you've shaved your head and changed into the clothes, it doesn't seem like this person in the mirror is you anymore.
哦，那。突然间你发现了生活变得很简单。
You'll find that life in the army is very simple.
你不需要照镜子，每天看都一样。
You don't need to look in the mirror because every day it's the same. You don't need to worry about hairstyles.
It's
all the same.
那在军中当兵呢，就是时间都他控制的。And
all the schedule is completely controlled by the army.
哦，所以你在军中当兵，你就没有世界上的生活。You
don't really have a worldly life as a soldier.
啊，对，这个叫不将事物缠身。That
is what it means to be not entangled with the things of the world.
那
Some people have different experiences as a soldier. That is, the thin ones become fat and the larger ones become thin. And the people who were thin originally is because they were living a strange lifestyle. When they should have woken up, they were sleeping, and when they should have been sleeping, they were up. And they should have eaten, but they didn't.
And
so when you're a soldier, when the sun comes up, you rise, and when it goes down, you sleep. Because of training, you're very tired, so you eat a lot. And so the thin ones get quite large. And when you train a lot, all the fat goes away.
So
it's a different lifestyle. And this being a soldier is a metaphor for serving God. That we do not entangle ourselves with the affairs of the world. And so to really truly serve God, we must make sure we have a simple life. Only then do we have the time and energy to really focus on the matters of God.
那这个不将事物缠身，我拥有的东西哦，越少越好。And
when to not be entangled with the affairs of this life, actually, the less possessions we have, the better.
理论上看起来哦，你东西越多啊，这样子越享受。On
the surface, it seems like the more possessions we own, the more we are enjoying life.
但事实上哦，东西越多越麻烦。But
in fact, the more things we own, the more headaches we.
我不晓得你们在这里讲过一个我真的体验。I'm
not sure if I shared with you a personal experience of mine.
有一年呢，我去。There's
one year I went to Ghana.
我有一个同工。And
I had a coworker with me.
那个时候的 Walkman 是吧？在录音带小小的被转来转去。And
I had a small Walkman with me.
那我就想说，我有 Walkman 啊，我这么傻，怎么没有带来？
And he had a Walkman.
我就想，我也有，为什么我没有带？Oh,
I thought I have a Walkman. Why didn't I bring one?
第二年我就带一个 Walkman.
So the next year I brought a Walkman.
那Walkman带去呢，又不能用非洲人的电池，转两下就没电了。I
couldn't use the African batteries because I use it for 2 minutes and it's gone.
哦，那以前去比较久，一次去快2个月。And
back in the day, we go for 2 months at a time.
现在是5个 weekend.
Now it's 5 weeks. Now they say
that
the maximum suffering we can take is 5 weekends. Before it used to be 2 months. So for 2 months worth of batteries for a Walkman was a big pile.
那你去非洲也不能2个月都听同一个录音带。You
couldn't just listen to one cassette for 2 months.
所以你就多带一些录音带。So
I brought a set of cassettes.
所以，对电池，还有这个机器。 which I didn't follow.
So cassettes, batteries, the Walkman itself, that was one big package.
好的，你要找时间听，那不你带来做什么？
Now you have to find time to listen to it, or else why would you bring it?
工作很多，你要找时间听。
You had a lot of work, but you still needed to find time to listen to your Walkman.
那你在听的时候，你发现非洲人一直在看，你就开始又回来偷。
So once you're listening, you see that all the African brethren are very curious, and you wonder whether they'll come and steal it.
对，我的祷告就夹在两个腿中间。
So when I was praying, I would put it in between my knees, so I wouldn't be stolen.
就没有办法专心。
There's no way I can focus.
那每次要换地方啊，就是一堆东西。
And every time I had to move locations, I would have a pile of stuff to bring.
那一次以后什么都不带。
And after that, I didn't bring anything at all. Simple.
这如果真的有时间，半夜把椅子去看天星，天上的星星。
And if you have time, you just go out and gaze at the stars at night.
然后去外面听听那个虫在叫声。
And we listen to the symphony of crickets and animals.
那是一种享受。
This is a type of enjoyment.
当你什么都没有的时候，就享受神的创造。
When you have nothing, you can truly enjoy the creation of God.
那就很自由。
And it's quite freeing, actually.
第一次到非洲是1983。
My first time in Africa was in 83.
英国有个同工跟我去。
And there was a coworker from London.
我在一所机场遇到他。
And I met him in Heathrow Airport.
2箱的食物。
He had two luggages full of food.
生意面什么米粉什么。
All sorts of noodles and other things.
那就很高兴啦。
So I was very happy.
都有东西吃啊。
Because I would have lots of food to eat in Africa.
下飞机就知道很难啦，要搬不动。
But once we got off the plane, we realized this was actually a burden because we couldn't move it.
每一次要搬地方嘛，就很麻烦。
Every time we move locations, we have to bring all the food with us.
那我们就想。
And so we thought.
欧洲人活得了，我们也活得了。If
the African locals can survive, then we can survive as well.
什么都不带，带钱就可以买到很多东西。
So we just brought money and we just bought whatever was local.
那就觉得很自由。 And
this was very freeing.
所以哦，从一方面看起来，东西拥有很多，好像很享受。So
on the surface, to own a lot of possessions or to have a lot of things seems like we're enjoying.
但其实很麻烦。
And in fact, it brings much trouble.
那没有东西，其实本身就是享受。And
having nothing in itself is a type of enjoyment.
是。You're
free.
所以哦，我们要服侍神哦，不将事物缠身，世界上事情越少越好。
So we must not entangle ourselves in this world. The fewer things we have, the better.
那就觉得自由。And
we will be free.
没有困难。We
will not feel burdened down.
那现在呢？很多现代人的drug是什么？
And so, what do they say the drug of the modern age is?
啊，还有，行动电话，smartphone。 对，有一群人叫做低头族，一旦哪个地方都看到头低低。
They say there's a clan that they lower their heads.
哦，那这个哦，也是缠身的。And
this is actually
把人的心哦缠住。
It's actually entangling yourself in the world. It will hold your heart there.
随时都想要看那个里面的东西，随时都要借着那个到外面去。
You're constantly holding it, you're constantly checking what's inside this phone. There's no way you can focus. Of course, this smartphone has given us a lot of convenience. If we can control this and not be mastered by it, then this is a good thing. So if we are mastered by our smartphone, then this has become bad.
So, 不将事物产生。 不要学习别人。
So let us not learn from others.
啊，他有什么我也要有什么。
Whatever they have, I want.
应该是学习，看看别人为什么他没有那个，他可以。
We should actually look on the opposite side and say, they don't have this, how can they survive?
试试看。Let
me try.
我没有那个，我可以活下去。
Can I survive without this?
越简单，越好。The
simpler, the better.
所以不将事物缠身。
Let's not entangle ourselves. Affairs of this slide.
这是当兵的第一个, 特色。
This is the first characteristic of being a soldier.
那这样照他当兵的人才会喜悦, 照他当兵就是主耶稣。
And in this way, we may please the one who enlisted us as a soldier, and that is Christ.
所以在美国也在训练这个神学生。
And so in the U.S., we are training some theological students.
有一年呢,有一个来受训,他带着三个行李。
And there was one who came 1 year to be trained, he brought 3 suitcases.
不晓得多少件衣服啊。
I don't know how many outfits he had.
几双鞋。
Many pairs of pants and shoes.
一个instructor跟他讲哦,你只能用一个,其他两个收起来。
And he said, you can only
一个,就是只能用一个行李。
You can only use 1 suitcase, and the rest of them just put them away.
那你如果不愿意收起来,你就今天回去。
If you're not willing to get rid of those other 2 suitcases, then you can just go home.
就是要简单。
It must be simple.
不是怎样简单。
To serve God, we must be simple.
那这样才能专心。
Only then can we focus.
那我看第二节啊。
We'll take a look at verse 2.
你要跟我同受苦难,好像基督的经过。
Verse 3, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. And the other characteristic of a soldier is that they endure hardship. What kind of hardships have you endured?
很多,举一两个。
做操，做操，做操。Exercise every day. He's been imprisoned in Britain before.
因为那时候还没有信，还没有带毒品进来。
And at that time he was a non-believer, and at that point he had been trafficking drugs.
那后来他信主。
And so when he came to believe,
得胜。
And when he received the Holy Spirit,
高兴。
He was very joyful.
那也是他要再来到英国。
And when he wanted to return to Britain,
他就到 机场下飞机的时候，圣灵一直感动他，说你要去向那个移民官自首，就犯罪以后自己去告诉他了。So
the Holy Spirit was inspiring him to go to the border guard and the immigration officer and surrender himself.
因为他后来被保出来，他偷溜走。Because
he had actually escaped prior.
就逃回去了，逃走。So
he actually ran away as a fugitive.
那个移民官跟他讲，赶快走吧。And
so this immigration officer told him to go fast.
他说，真的，我真的偷溜了。And
he said, indeed, I ran away before.
那后来他在英国去监牢坐了点。
So in the prison, he was there for 2 months.
他说这个英国的监牢，隔一天就换被单。
And he said that in this prison, they change the sheets every other day.
每天定期运动。
And there's exercise every day.
有牛排。
There's steak.
这个生活就真还不错。
It's not a bad standard of living.
但是当兵啊，受苦有两种。
And there's 2 types of suffering as a soldier.
第一个是肉体上。
First is physical.
要训练，要出操。
You need to train.
因为要体力，你才有办法打仗。
And you need to build your physical strength.
来学习一些技巧。
You need to learn different tactics and strategies.
才帮我战胜。
Then you can engage in warfare.
这第一个，第二个哦，是苦难的精神。
And the second is mental kind of suffering.
你有家人回不去。
You've got a family, but you cannot see them.
有的结婚吗？ 的电话夫妻在一起。
Some are married and you cannot be with your spouse.
所以有肉体的辛苦，有时候是精神的辛苦。
So at times it's a physical suffering, other times it's a mental suffering.
好，那我们要服侍神，就是做精兵。
And so as servants of God, we must be soldiers.
也是有点辛苦。
And at times it can be very difficult.
第一个就是肉体。
And on one aspect, it's physically challenging.
哦，因为环境改变啊，如果改变这个生活水准比较低的这个时候。
Our surroundings change, and we get put into a place that has a lower standard of living, and this is suffering.
所以第一个礼拜一般都比较辛苦。
So generally, the first week is usually the hardest.
啊，过了第一个礼拜，大家可以学习适应。
And by the second week, we're usually more in tune with the environment.
这是第一个啊，那第二个就是我们去如果当义工两个礼拜还好吗
？Generally, as a volunteer, 2 weeks is actually doable.
但是如果长期离开家庭啊，这个是辛苦。
But being away from your family for the long term is actually quite painful.
所以啊，要受。
So we must suffer.
啊，那没有办法受苦，就没有办法当兵。
If we cannot suffer, we cannot be a soldier.
要服侍神，也一定要有受苦的决心。
To serve God, we must have this determination to suffer for Him.
所以，啊，我们看第九节。
So if we look at verse 9.
我为这个福音受苦难，甚至被人捆绑，像犯人。
Says for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains.
那我们有提过，马可没有办法受苦，后来就跑掉。
And we have mentioned that Mark was unable to endure the suffering, so he had left them.
那受苦本身代表什么
？What does suffering actually represent?
如果我们从主耶稣的身上来看，受苦代表什么
？If we look from the example of Jesus, what does suffering actually represent?
受苦本身就代表爱的深度。
The depth of your love.
所以圣经讲哦，爱好像什么样一样强。
And it says what is as strong as love.
爱，对，爱跟什么一样
？What is as strong as love?
什么跟爱一样强
？Death.
Death.死是很有力量的。
And death is powerful.
每天啊，我都要投降。
All of us must die one day.
爱呀，就是最强，就是爱到死。
And the most powerful kind of love is to love them unto death. And that is Jesus' love.
这个叫做爱的深度。
And this is the depth of love.
好，所以爱啊，分享好处，当然这也是爱。
Obviously, sharing good things or benefits is this is love as well.
有好的，我们分给别人一起用。
Anything we have, we share with others.
但是，它的深度是愿意为着别人受。
But even deeper than that is being willing to suffer for others.
所以，这个当兵受。
And so, as a soldier, willing to suffer.
这代表我们对神的爱。
This shows our love to God.
那这也代表我们对其他人的爱。
And this also represents our love to others.
那保罗为什么要受苦传福音给别人
？So why did Paul want to suffer and preach to others？
因为他爱他们。
Because he loved them.
希望他们能够得救。
He wanted them to receive salvation.
爱到这么深的程度了，所以被打、被关，什么他都要去。
And so he loved them to the point that he was willing to be imprisoned and flogged.
那这个神的爱哦，如果充满在我们心里
，And if the love of Christ is within our heart，
我们就会甘心受苦
，Then we'll be willing to suffer。
那如果不是主耶稣在爱充满在我们心里啊，受苦会埋怨。
And if we don't have this love of Christ in our heart， then we will be bitter about the suffering。
会埋怨。
We'll complain。
那如果主的爱充满在我们里面，受苦会很甘心。
And if the love of Christ is in our heart, then we will very willingly suffer. Because Jesus truly loved us, and He suffered so much for us. So, as a soldier of Christ, we must be trained. And it is difficult.
那要打仗也是很辛苦.
You must engage in warfare. This is very hard as well. But this shows his love to God and man.
这是第一个比喻.
This is the first metaphor.
那第二个比喻呢?
And the second metaphor.
第五节.
Verse 5.
人在场上比武被按规矩就不能得冠.
And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
这个运动员啊要比赛，一定有一个规矩.
And as an athlete, there's always different rules and regulations they must compete accordingly. And last year, there were the Olympics in London.
那个奥运之前，大部分都有测试，他测试他有没有用 drugs.
And most of them were tested for drugs before.
因为有一些药用进去以后，你会兴奋，你的 performance 会提高.
Because there are many drugs out there that will enhance your performance.
但是不公平。
This is not fair.
对，这个就是规矩，就是这样。
So these are the regulations.
啊，你在游泳的时候，那个要响声开始，你才可以跳下去啊。
And when you swim, or when you're having a race in swimming, you need to wait for the
枪响啊。
The gun to go off.
Yeah.
Before you can start.
哦，对。那这个就是规矩。
And this is the rule and regulation.
那在打篮球不能用脚踢啊，踢进去都不算吧。
In basketball, you can't kick the ball into the net.
所以这个每个都有每个的规矩。
And so there's rules and regulations to everything.
啊，那我们在。
And it says in verse 5 that if we compete outside of the rule, then we cannot receive this crown. And the crown is what you receive when you are victorious. And so what is the goal, the end goal of serving God? Is this crown. This crown, the reward from God. And we will mention this again. This is glorious crown that God will give to us. And this is the aim of our service.
好，那要让我们服侍得到那个冠冕。
And so to serve and receive this crown.
那服侍就要按规矩。
We must serve according to the regulation.
那什么规矩？
What regulations are these?
那规矩就写在圣经。
And these are written in the Bible.
所以最重要的哦，不是规章细则，掰弄那个规条。
And the most important things are not everything that's written in the bylaws.
最重要是写在圣经。
The most important rules are those in the Bible.
但是教会里面的规章细则是要帮助我们啊，来遵照圣经的道理。
And all the bylaws help us to understand the truth better.
哦，照着圣经的教训来行。
And help us do things better according to the Bible.
不是取代圣经的。
It does not take the place of the Bible.
我这个很重要。我们在教会的任何人定的规矩，如果来取代圣经啊，这个教会的精神就会。
If there are any rules that are developed by man that have taken over the rules of the Bible, then we have to take a second look at this.
那是要帮忙把圣经的教训显出来。
The bylaws should only assist or complement the carrying out of the word in the Bible. And at the very end, the basic rules are in the Bible.
这个我们不是神啊，这个能不能做啊？这个圣经的教训。So
whether or not we can do something, we should look to the Bible.
好，那我们这几天呢，查考这么多。
So in the past few days, we have studied quite a bit.
我们服侍神的动机是什么？
What is the motive for serving God?
服侍神的态度是什么？
What attitude should we have to serve God?
遇到什么问题要怎么解决？
How should we solve different problems we face?
我们上台讲道有什么原则？
And what are the principles we use when we go up to preach a sermon?
已经都有教导。
the Bible has rules for all these things.
然后我们到讲台上，不是传讲自己。
When we go up to the altar, we don't speak of ourselves.
我的想法，我的看法，我的观念，我的理想，不是。
These are my ideals, these are my opinions, these are my...
就是在讲自己啊。
Just speaking about yourself.
我们是奉主耶稣的名在讲神的话。
We speak God's word in the name of the Lord Jesus.
讲我们从神领受。
We speak what we have received from God.
透过我们一个工具，让人能够认识神更深。
That through us, this vessel, other people may know God deeper.
那这个叫做规矩。
And this is what it means to follow the rules.
就是运动员的规矩。
The rules of the athlete.
那我们讲完了，我们才得神的喜悦，因为我们是照规矩来。
And once we have completed our task, then we can be joyful because we have done this according to the rules.
哦，我们行善。
When we do good.
至少。
This is good.
但是不要吹好。
But let us not boast of ourselves.
这个就是规矩。
This is the rules.
我们这样做，我们行善就有赏赐。
And if we do it this way, then we will be blessed.
那如果我们行善吹号，
if we do good and we boast of ourselves,
就没有按规矩啊。
Then we have not done it according to the rules.
那圣经说，天上就没有赏赐。
And it says that if we do this, we will not have a reward in heaven.
因为在地上被人称赞，我们想要被人称赞，已经得到他的赏赐。
Because we've already received our reward, which is the praise of men on earth.
所以要把这个运动员做好，就要先明白规矩。
So to be a good athlete, we must first fully understand the rules, which is the teachings in the Bible. And we must serve according to these rules. Now, at the beginning of our service, we will discover that we have many shortcomings.
要求自己这样一直进步。
And we need to use the words of the Bible to help ourselves improve.
那我们就越来越好。
And then our service will get better and better.
所以第二个比喻啊，就是运动员要按规矩。
And so the second metaphor is an athlete competing according to the rules.
最后就是要得冠冕。
So that in the end he can receive his crown.
那第三个比喻。
And the third metaphor.
第六节。
Verse 6. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
诗篇里面啊，讲什么样的人要欢呼收割？
And in Psalms, what type of person does it say needs to reap, sow in tears and reap in joy?
第二个答案出来啊，要流泪撒种。
That I must sow in tears.
So
you don't just need to sow, you need to sow in tears.
好，那这两个有什么不同？撒种跟流泪撒种有什么不同？
What is the difference between simply sowing and sowing in tears?
撒种跟流泪撒种有什么不同？
What's the difference?
撒种嘛，就是你叫传福音，就这句啊。
Sowing is just spreading the seed of the gospel.
啊，做完了，我工作做完了，我就有交代了。When
your work is finished, you just entrusted to God.
这个流泪呢？
But sowing with tears.
流泪就是代表你的心。
That represents your heart.
啊，为着要别人得救，甚至祷告，甚至为他们流泪祷告。And
for the sake of saving others, that we pray with tears for them.
那流泪就是，撒种，这个本身就是，我们下的努力。So
sowing is something we need to do.
那流泪就是再深一层，从心里面做出来。But
sowing in tears is the next level. It's something from the heart.
有一个弟兄的见证。And
I remember a brother's testimony.
住在没有教会的地方。
He lived in a place where there was no church. And he brought a truth seeker.
最后他也他在讲，带人信主其实很简单。
And he said that it's very simple to bring people to Christ.
他就讲他自己的经验。
So he's sharing about his own experiences. That is that he fasted and prayed for these truth seekers. And he found that it wasn't actually that difficult. Because God was working, it wasn't that difficult. And this is what it is to be a hardworking farmer. He truly used all his effort to do this work. And it says that they must first partake of the crops. And that is that they will get something, they will reap something. So the three metaphors for service.
当兵的,
soldier.
不要事物缠身,
that we must not be engaged in the affairs of this life and that we must be prepared to suffer.
运动员,
the athlete.
按规矩,
that we must compete according to the rules.
农夫,
and the farmer. That we must be hardworking.
都没做去了,
what is the most difficult thing that we encounter in Africa?
没去过,
have you been to Africa? Have you been to Africa? What is the most difficult thing?
就是用马桶.
Toilets.
还有没有?
For workers, you may not have a co-worker because of
weather.
Loneliness. Once you're busy, you don't have time to feel lonely.
那有的人哦,最辛苦的是蚊子。
And some, for some people, the most difficult thing is the mosquitoes.
赶了又来,赶了又来,蚊子像什么?像魔鬼。
The mosquitoes, you shoot them away, they come back again, you shoot them away, they come back again, just like Satan.
但是哦,你那个,有一种药一喷,蚊子就不来了。
There is mosquito spray you can put on so that you can kind of ward them off.
但是,就是蚊子还是比较处理,魔鬼就不好处理。
So mosquitoes are easy to deal with, Satan is not as easy to deal with.
好。
Verse 7. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all these things.
这里说,
here it says, consider what I say, that the Lord may give you understanding.
那保罗讲这些话,
and many of these words that Paul said had very deep spiritual meanings within them. And if God gives us wisdom, then we can understand these words. So if we want to serve God, we must often read and meditate on His word. And we need to feel the word and understand it.
那我们服侍以后的这种感受，就是有一种实际的经验。And
after we have served, then we have very real experiences.
那我们在讲的时候，就不是讲理论。And
then you no longer be talking about theory. Like you've actually had experience.
那第八节。Verse 8.
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
这个第八节一直到十五节。Verse 8 to 15.
Verse 8 to 15, it tells us what the gospel is.
第八节。Verse 8.
福音就是中心就是主耶稣。At the core of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
他是大卫的后裔，就是预言。
And he was of the seed of David, which was prophesied. And it was fulfilled later on.
他从死里复活,死就是钉十字架,
and he was raised from the dead, and he died on the cross.
那死,流出宝血,是赦罪的泉源,
and his death, because of his death, he shed blood, which was the source of all salvation.
那复活就是出手的果子。
And his resurrection
first fruit,
was the first fruit.
就是以后我们都复活跟他一样。
Of resurrection.
那从第九节。
And from verse 9.
一直读下去。
And verse 9 onwards.
我们看，先看第九节。
Verse 9, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained.
这里在讲，人可以被捆绑，但是福音不被捆绑。
Here it says that man can be chained, but the word of God cannot be chained.
人可以被逼迫，下到监牢。
Man can be persecuted to the point of imprisonment.
就是受到限制了。
And they have been chained, they have been limited.
福音却不会被捆绑。
But the gospel cannot be chained.
如果我们去过肯亚
，If we've been to Kenya，
有时候你会发现很奇妙，高山上也有教会。
You'll find that it's very miraculous that there's a church on the high mountain.
湖边也有教会。
There is a church on near the lake.
哦，这个福音好像一个种子。
And this gospel is like a seed.
圣灵好像风。
And the Holy Spirit is like the wind. And once the Holy Spirit blows, the seed goes everywhere. And there's no way to limit it. It's very miraculous indeed.
但是工人会受逼迫、受限制，福音不会被捆绑。
Well, workers will be persecuted. Workers will be limited, but the gospel will not.
你们可以找到例子没有？
Can you find an example of this?
就是现在第九章。
Acts chapter 9。
第八章。
Oh, Acts chapter 8, sorry.
第一节啊。
Verse 1. Acts.
这里讲啊，斯提凡被后来被逼迫，被打死，被埋葬。
But here it talks about Stephen being persecuted and eventually stoned and buried. This occurred in Jerusalem. And this is the chaining of a worker of God. But in verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. So those who were scattered went everywhere to preach the word.And so the gospel was preached from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth. And so it kept getting spread outward. So the gospel is alive. It will not be chained. Come back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And so here it says that I endure all things for the sake of the elect.
就是要让他们得着救恩。
That they may obtain salvation.
为着让他得到救恩，他什么代价都不付出去。
So for the sake of others receiving salvation, he is willing to pay any price.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
在哥林多前书里面也有提到。
And in 1 Corinthians it also mentions.
哥林多前书反正我小学的时候，这个读音的缘故，要与人同得福音的好处。第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
二十三。
Verse 23. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. Verse 22, to the weak I become as weak, and that I might win the weak, I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And once I went to a place of visitation work. And there was one family that really moved me. They lived in an apartment. Right on the first floor. There's about three or four stories above them. And that apartment was two bedrooms. And every Sabbath, from 9:30 in the morning, there were the believers and truthsickers coming to their house. And at the end, there could be about 20 people. And the last person to leave left at 10 p.m. From 9:30 in the morning until 10 at night. And I noticed that in their home, nothing was closed off. Everything was open, two bedrooms.
那二十个人就是聚会之间就是在他家，到每个地方都有。
And during service, there were basically people everywhere in their home.
那本来这个地方哦都没有信徒。
No, originally this location did not have any believers.
那就是这一户信徒搬去。
It was just this husband and wife that had moved there.
搬去就把家里打开来。
And once they moved there, they opened up their home.
哦，咱们就开始去外面交朋友。
And they made some friends outside.
那就带他来聚会。
And they brought them to service in their home.
这样大概过了两年，三个家庭受洗。
And after about two, 3 years, there were three families that had come to be baptized. And there are two, three families that were truth-seeking.
我们在想啊，如果这个家庭啊，跟一般人一样，很注重个人的隐私。
If we can think, if this family was very similar to other families out there who are very big on personal space.
这个家庭不愿意打开。They
would not be willing to open up their home.
可能在那个地方，现在不会有将近20个信徒。And
perhaps there wouldn't be that many members in this place right now.
所以这里讲的是很对的。And
indeed, it's very true.
第十节。Says
that I endure all things for the sake of the elect. That they may obtain salvation.
我就看到这个家庭为这个救人啊，为这个得救的人，真的是最大的牺牲。And
I saw that this household basically endured, made a great sacrifice for the sake of others' salvation.
真的得救，就增加。And
indeed, many people were added.
所以人如果不愿意牺牲了，圣经没有办法发展。So
if people are not willing to make sacrifices, the gospel cannot grow.
不愿意牺牲，就是没有基督的爱。Because
if you're not willing to suffer and sacrifice, you don't have the love of Christ.
因为基督爱就是没有神同在。And
if we don't have the love of Christ, we don't have the abundance of God.
没有神同在，怎么发展？And
if we don't have the abundance of God, how can we grow?
所以，这里讲凡事忍耐，这是爱。And
here it says, I endure in all things, and this is because of love.
11节到13节。And
verse 11 to 13.
就好像一首诗歌，在听这个描写救恩。And
it talks about our salvation.
我们来看第一节。Let's
take a look at verse 11.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必他同活。Verse
11, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him.
这个在讲。What
is this speaking about?
我们与基督同死。That
we die with him.
有没有跟基督同死？Have
we died with Christ?
Yes or no? 有吗？
Have we?
什么时候跟基督同死？When
did you die with Christ?
哦，洗礼啊。When
you were baptized?
洗礼啊，头低下来就是同死。And
when you bow your head in baptism, this is when you die with Christ.
啊，全身入水是什么？And
what is full immersion?
罪的我埋葬，这个
That is that your sinful self has been buried in the blood of Jesus.
那起来了,
now when you come out of the water, this is resurrecting Christ. And that you have a new life.
所以这里说, 我们若与他同时, 啊,
so here it says, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. This is baptism.
啊, 我们若能忍耐, 也要跟他一起做完。
And verse 12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him.
那这个是什么意思?
And what does this mean?
这个马太24章在讲世界末日的预兆。
In Matthew chapter 24, it speaks about the end of time.
然后在13节。
In verse 13.
不要忍耐到死。
It says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
所以在末日来到的时候，我们要为着信仰。
So in the end, for the sake of our faith, we will have to suffer.
有时候有的信徒啊，就会，我跟他，有时候我们在跟这些信徒聊天。
Sometimes I chat with someone from our members.
他就问一个问题。
And they ask a question.
我到底正常不正常？
Am I normal or not?
他为什么问这个问题？
Why would they ask this question?
因为他到公司去上班。
Because when they go to their company to work,
也不抽烟,
they don't smoke,
也不喝酒,
they don't drink,
也不赌博,
they don't gamble.
那很多的观念是不一样,
and many concepts are very different.
那就是说他自己在想,
so he's thinking, am I normal or abnormal?
那我们就跟他讲,
so we told him,
以世界的标准来讲你不正常。
According to the standard of the world, you are very abnormal.
不抽烟、不喝酒、不投机、不搞，这不是不正常吗？
You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't gamble, you don't cohabitate.
现在同居恋太普遍了。
Cohabitation is very regular, normal these days.
你不做恋人不正常。
If you don't do it, it seems very odd.
但是如果以圣经标准，
But according to the standard of the Bible,
你是正常。
You are normal.
因为跟主耶稣讲的话就是正常。
If you do everything according to what Jesus said, you are normal.
所以末世来到，要忍耐，是很辛苦的。
So in the end time, we must endure. This will be very difficult.
那我们就回来看，如果我们忍耐，就要跟他一起做嘛。
And it says that if we endure, we will reign with him.
什么时候跟主耶稣做嘛？
When will we reign with him?
圣经说主耶稣来的时候。
That is when he comes again.
我们要跟他一起做，我们要审判万民。That
we will reign with him to judge all nations.
这个就是做嘛。And
this is what it is to be king.
那如果忍耐不下去，我们就随着外邦人去得救就有问题，就没有办法做嘛。And
if we cannot endure and we'll follow the Gentiles, then we will not be saved.
好，那下面。And
following.
我们若不认识他，他也不认识我。
It says if we deny him, he will also deny us.
那在马太有在讲嘛，受逼迫的时候，我们如果以主耶稣为耻，为羞耻，羡慕。And
it says for this, for his sake, we need to be ashamed.
如果我受逼迫的时候，我觉得做基督徒很羞耻哦，那我不信耶稣。And
if we are persecuted and we are not willing to take the shame of Christ, then and we renounce Jesus.
将来主耶稣要以我为耻。Then
in the end, Jesus will deny us.
所以这里说，我们不认识他，他也不认识我。So
here it says, if we deny him, he will also deny us.
13节。Verse
13.
我们纵然失信，他仍然可信。Says
that if we are faithless, he remains faithful.
所以有时候我们是软弱的。And
at times we are weak.
对神的信心，就是我们下掉。That
our faith dwindles.
但是。 神还是信实的。God
is faithful; He will remain
faithful.他对他跟我们立的这个约啊，神永远是信任。This
covenant that He has established with us, He will always remain faithful.
像你说，因为他不能背负自己。
Because it says in the bottom that he cannot deny himself.
因为他的本性就是信实。
Because his character, his essence is faithful.
本身是可靠。
And so he is reliable.
所以这一首好像诗歌就在提到四点。
So there's four points that are mentioned in this song.
我们同时也要跟
他。And if we die with him, we will also live with him.
我们忍耐和他就要一起做。
And if we endure, we will also reign with him.
如果忍耐不下去啊，我们不认识他，以他为耻，他就不认识我。
That if we deny him and we cannot endure the shame, then he will deny us.
虽然信心软弱，但是神还是可信。
And at times we have a weak faith, but God remains faithful.
因为他的本性本身就是信实。
Because his essence is faithfulness.
好，我们就来祷告结束，下午再继续。
So we will complete this session with a prayer, and then we will continue in the afternoon. Actually, verse 4. Let's pray together.